You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project from the Slavic roots. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of the Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I'm Tatiana Sivets. Stay with Radio Belarus. Speak Belarusian. Hello! Привитание! Thank you for staying tuned to us. At the previous lesson we have learned some special determiners of the past time in Belarusian. And today we'll revise the names of the Belarusian months and seasons and learn some more of them. Moreover, today we'll finish up dwelling upon Belarusian religious beliefs. But first of all, let's revise the words and phrases we already know. Repeat after me, please. Speak up! Учора – yesterday. Позавчора – the day before yesterday. Два дні тому – 2 days ago. Тидень тому – a week ago. Місяць тому – a month ago. Год тому – a year ago. Вельми добре – very good. Now answer my questions in English, please. Try to remember the intonation of my questions. Что вы робили вчора? Что ваш тата робил позавчора? Что ваша дочка робила 2 дни тому? Что ваш племянник, тепляменница, робили тыдень тому? Что ваш дядуля робил год тому? Судона, well done! Let's revise the names of the Belarusian seasons and months we have learned lately. I'll lay down the odds that you remember that spring and summer are весна и лето in Belarusian. And what about spring and summer months? Belarusian variants of March, April and May are соковик, красовик and май. Соковик, the first spring months, derived its name from the word сок, sap, because at this time the sap starts rising in the trees. Красовик, the second spring month, owes its name to flowers which begin to blossom, красовать. And май, the official name of the last spring month, is akin to an English May, but there is an old Belarusian name for it, травень, from the word трава, grass, because grass covers the fields in this month. Repeat after me one more time, please. Соковик, красовик, май. And all together they are spring, весна. Do you remember what means лето? Так, summer. And now let's revise how the summer months are called in Belarusian. The first one of them is червень, June. Its name is associated with the red, червоний color of the berries and fruits. The name липень, July, can be naturally derived from the noun липа, which bursts into blossom in this particular period. The name of the third summer month, Жнівень, August, reflects the peculiarities of the period, the reaping time. I hope you remember these nouns. Anyway, repeat them after me one more time, please. Червень, Липень, Жнівень. Что гэта? Гэта лето. Выдатно, great. By the way, if you don't remember the names of the spring and summer months properly, you'd rather download the lessons 8 and 12 from our site www.radiobelarus.tvr.by. Now guess a riddle. There's walking a mistress wearing a yellow dress. Where she strolls, there a leaf falls. You're absolutely right. It's autumn, and what autumn is associated with in your mind? Well, do you like this time of the year? Belarusians like it very much, because autumn has always been associated in peasantry minds with the time of new harvest, wealth and happiness. By the way, there was also a wedding period in September and October. So, in Belarusian, autumn is Vosень. Repeat after me, please. Vosень. Vosень. And the autumn months are Вересень, Кастрычник, Листопад. Вересень, September, derives its name from the heather, Верес, a plant widespread in Belarusian forests and marshes, which blooms at this particular time. Кастрычник, October, the time of dressing the flax to make the yarn, so that the little pieces of chaff were flying everywhere. Scientists maintain that this word is a loan from Polish podziernik, translated in the same way. Quite surprising that this name doesn't coincide with the Czech and Ukrainian names Ryzhень and Żółtień. Listopad, November, has clear semantics, the time when the leaves fall. The word listopad is combined from two words, list, a leaf, and padat, to fall. This month is mostly known for its Remembrance Day, Dyadi, which traditionally takes place on the 2nd of November for Catholics and on the first Saturday before November's Meter Day in an Orthodox calendar. It's the day for commemorating ancestors with a special family meal dating from pre-Christian times and later associated with Christianity's All Souls' Day. In some areas of Belarus, Dyadi is commemorated several times during the year. On this eve, all the family should gather together, recollect all the gone relatives, and praise their deeds. It was conventional to keep in memory their relatives up to the 10th generation. Moreover, a young man could marry and join another family only if he could name his own relatives up to at least the 5th generation. Now try to answer my questions using the names of the Belarusian months and seasons you already know. What season of the year do you like most of all? Answer: Весна, лето, чи осень. When is it colder in your country? In autumn or in spring? Be quick. Answer: Весной, чи осенью. Which one of the spring months is the hottest in your country? Name it quicker. Соковик, красовик, чи май. What month do you usually have your summer holidays on? Say, у червені, у липені, чи у жнівні. Which of the autumn months don't you like most of all? Answer, вересень, кастричник, чи листопад. Цудовно! Well done! Now I'm going to finish up our dwelling upon Belarusian religious beliefs. As you may have assumed, the religious climate in Belarus was pretty tolerant towards non-Christian religions. Islam and Judaism were existing for more than 500 years on our land in small communities without any major problems. Actually, the first Belarusian common spoken language texts were written phonetically using Arabian letters by the mullahs, Muslim priests, and were the so-called Al-Kitabi. Nowadays, the religious life in Belarus is very active after 70 years of atheism and USSR. Many young people are finding their spiritual path in Orthodoxy, Catholicism, or Protestantism. There are many churches restored or built anew. Judaism and Islam still have their roots in Belarus. Some people venture into Krishnaism, Buddhism, or even neo-paganism. A significant part of the population are simply atheists. Atheism has a long tradition in Belarus. Another part of young people are attracted to religion by curiosity or fashion. But nevertheless, Belarusian is now experiencing a clear religious growth. Let's revise the words and phrases we've learned during this lesson. Repeat after me, please. Don't keep silent. Весна, spring. Лето, summer. Осень, autumn. Соковик, March. Красовик, April. Май, May. Червень, June. Липень, July. Жнивень, August. Вересень, September. Кастрычник, October. Листопад, November. Выдатно, great! It's high time to say goodbye. Час развитаться. Your home task is to draw your favorite time of the year and name its season and month in Belarusian. That's all. The next time I'll tell you about Belarusian fairy tales. By the way, this topic was propounded by our listener Vika. Thank you very much. So, if you got a question or want to propound your own topic for discussion, or just say if you like it or not, email me, please, language@tut.by. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice on how to make our lessons more useful and interesting. Let's study together. Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До сустречи простый день у той же час. Stay tuned to Radio Belarus. Thank you and goodbye. Дякую и до побачення.
Box.
Любят перший снег.
кружится на солнку над попаром. Ваша светлость, я в полночи сбился со шляху. Я пришел на ячейку в вашем окне. Ваша светлость, у свете самоты и страху. Только с вами так светло и хорошо мне.
Dear listeners, we are pleased to inform you that Radio Belarus also broadcasts in the radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 17 till 24 hours UTC on the frequencies of 7360 and 7390 kHz. From 18:20 till 24 hours on the frequency of 7420 kHz. And from 20 till 24 hours UTC on the frequency 1170 kHz. Broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German, Polish and English. The English service goes out every day from 20:00 till 22:00 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Trivonaya Street, number 4, that is Chyrvonaya Street, number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Please visit our webpage at www.radiobelarus.tvr.by. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 284-5758. Our fax number is 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 290-6242. We hope that you will enjoy our programs.